think it's going to be great. You know, I think that's one of my favorite parts of football, is getting to do kickoff return and punt return, and I've loved it since I was a kid, and so you know, I'm excited about the opportunity, and hopefully I'll, you know, get a chance to return some punts and kicks. It just depends. I mean, you can take hard hits on both of them. So, I don't think either one of them, I would say, would be more dangerous.
What about the different receiver spots, X, the Y, the Z? Where did you play most out of Texas?
Kyle Williams.
I played all over the place. I played Z and B, which is our kind of outside receiver, the first couple of years, and then I even played. Some flex tight end. I played half the year this year at X, and then the second half of the year switching back and forth from X to Z. So I've played everywhere. No, I'm gonna learn all the spots regardless. So you know, I enjoyed kind of getting to move around a little bit, and so that was fun last year. You know, it's a neat thing, and I had a really good quarterback, so that helped a lot. You know, Stephen McGee, who's with the Cowboys now, and so it was definitely a fun time, and you know, it was, like I said, you know, we had a great team, and Stephen was great, so it helped a lot. I think so. Pretty much done with everything. I think so.
Jeff Fisher will be at podium A.
Colt?
Jeff Fisher.
I've visited with him a few times, but we've been so busy that we hadn't sat down, you know, for very long. I think Earl is he's got some natural instincts that, you know, are hard to coach. He's really good at getting his hands on people and disrupting routes, and obviously, you know, he's really fast. He has really good makeup speed, and so you know, I think, you know, all those things together, you know, he's really good.
And what about this past year? Who would you say was the best defensive back you went against? I know it wasn't Missouri, that's my school. I saw you did pretty well against them. So.
Yeah, I think there was a few that I thought were really good.
John Stilton,
guy from Oklahoma, one of those guys was really good. It was actually, I was going against the other one, Brian, I think. Brandon Jackson, yeah. And then, yeah, Dominique's good too. And then, you know, some of the Alabama guys were good. So that was, I mean, there's pretty good competition everywhere right now. I think he's gonna be great. He's got all the tools. You know, he's got a quick release. He makes great decisions. Puts a lot of touch on the ball when he needs to, and you know, you add in the fact that he can run the ball. You know, I think he's got a chance to be really good. Well, it's funny because, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen. I mean, you look at a guy like Drew Brees, and you know, Colts built pretty much exactly like him, and so. I don't know why he wouldn't be able to make it. You know, it was just a lot of fun. You know, the Oklahoma game, my junior year was a lot of fun. You know, to come from behind and win. You know, I think the whole thing was, you know, to have the chance to play for the national championship. You know, it was just a great time. I'm really thankful for the opportunity to have been able to play there. Growing up, I did, but it wasn't anybody that probably that you know. My uncle played receiver at TCU, and he's actually behind Mike Renfro in a lot of the records there, I think. But I grew up watching him and going to his games, and so he was kind of, you know, that was what I grew up watching. Oh yeah, they're getting a pretty good one. He got a chance to be really good. He's got some unbelievable hands. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I'm glad, you know, glad to get to watch him, and it's gonna be really crazy, you know, watching him play for UT now. You know, I think for him, you know, he grew up kind of, you know, I've been at UT so long that he was a kid, you know, and so he's growing up watching all my games, and after you do that, it's hard to like anybody else, really. So I think he's going to be in the right spot. No, I mean, I just turned 24, so I'm, you know, most of these guys are 23, so it's not, yeah. I mean, I'm 6 months older than, you know, a lot of these guys. You know, he said he was feeling pretty good. I haven't really got to sit down and visit with him for a long time, and haven't seen him throw or anything like that. But you know, I know he's going to be ready. He's a huge competitor, and he's going to find a way to get himself, you know, healthy. And I think he's feeling pretty good, so he's going to be fine. No, I don't think so. Well, I missed the first 2 years, so they didn't ever really test me on a lot of stuff. I have no idea. We'll have to see. Huh? I hope so. I think it will be. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not a bad comparison to me. I think that guy does, you know, his job probably as good or better than anybody, you know, in the league. And it's almost like a separate position. You know, he's in there on the inside, just, you know, making people, you know, nobody can cover him in there. And so, you know, I'd love to have the opportunity to do what he's doing. And I think it's going to help also, you know, like I said, with being able to play some X or play, you know, some other spots too. I have no idea. That's not really I have no idea about, you know, how they decide on that stuff. So I think he's as good as anybody. And, you know, I think he's, you know, the best quarterback out there. But, you know, they don't ask me what I think. So I'll have to watch like everybody else. Do what? Not a lot, really. Not so far, at least. So, I mean, I haven't met with a whole lot of teams yet, really. So, you know, honestly, last night was the first time I met with anybody, and I met with a whole bunch of them. So I don't remember. You know, a lot of it's pretty basic stuff. You know, everybody kind of asks the same stuff. But that's not like. We haven't done any of the official meetings or anything like that. That was just kind of unofficial stuff.
Two more questions.
I haven't watched it, no. You know, I don't know, maybe sometime. I've just been so busy, I haven't even had time to really even think about it. But, you know, it's not something, I mean, it's one of those deals that kind of stuff happens, and, you know, I think obviously we all feel like if Colt would have been healthy, it would have been different, but nothing we can do about it now.